Welcome to your daily devotional, November 12th, proclaimed on the housetops, Luke chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear and inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Jesus spoke these words to his disciples first. His audience in this instance was made up of believers and professing believers primarily. Indeed, there is nothing covered. Sin cannot be concealed from God, but rather it is in his plain sight, so he sees all things. Our inner lives are manifested by our outer actions. The words that come out of our mouths evidence what our heart is like. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Some folks think that the Lord is literally going to play back the recording of every rotten thing we ever said. But he is too merciful to do that, for there is now no condemnation to those who are in Jesus Christ. However, Christian friend, when it comes time to receive rewards, you may see a drastic reduction if you don't watch your mouth. But we ought to live as though that would be the result. It has happened, to the shame of many newscasters and others, that they were not aware that the microphone was still on and they unintentionally told the world how they really feel, and it wasn't pretty. If all of your words were played back for someone to hear, would you be ashamed? But in a sense they are, for God hears every word, and he will not withhold his discipline for ungodly speech any longer. Today we are always on camera, and there are microphones everywhere. Smartphones track our every move, and who knows who or what is picking up what. If you know this and fear for the sake of your Christian testimony before men, good. But if you fear the Lord, this is greater still. May each of us take a thorough inventory of our hearts and our speech today and vow to obey the scripture which says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt." May it be so that if our words were proclaimed on the housetops, God would be glorified, revival would come, men would be saved, and peace, hope, compassion, and godly encouragement would be heard by all.